Well, this is the part of the night where we'd enter the storytelling portion, and we are going to, and I'm going to tell a story, and I'm still going to keep this guy on my left for a second. So the theme tonight is annual, and
Eric Garner, everybody!
I said my name already. There's other people who are going to talk. It's not just me up here. But anyway, I just don't want to grab this a second time. So I used to own a comic book store as opposed to just working at one, which I do now. I used to own one. And every year we would have an Elliott Smith tribute concert because one of our customers was super, super into Elliott Smith. And he thought...
I remember that.
Thanks, Dwight. And he'll probably be at this event that I'm about to talk about. And he thought it would be cool to use our back room to pay tribute to Elliott Smith. So every year on the anniversary of his death, which is fairly morbid, I suppose, we'd get a bunch of unplug artists from the area to just come and play Elliott songs and kind of share their love of Elliott Smith. I had no kind of relationship with Elliott Smith at all. I had barely heard the name, even. But I'm like, well, this is my store, and I like... playing guitar, so yeah, I'll play. Like, it's my prerogative as a shop owner. And I learned a couple Elliott songs, and I learned like a Scorpions song because he was unironically a Scorpions fan, and so am I. So I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna fucking play the Scorpions. And I learned this next song I'm gonna play here, which is by a band called Rilo Kiley. And what's kind of interesting is about that night to me is the first Elliott Smith tribute show. I ended up, because of my performance, kind of. I mean, also just because of other things. But I met a girl that night that I ended up dating for a while, and it wasn't a great relationship, but I will always connect Elliott Smith with her. And there was a lot of things that went wrong in that relationship, but I think one of the things that did us in, and I've never asked, so I'm not about to ask now, but I think she, like, when I finally revealed that, like, yeah, I'm not actually that into Elliott Smith, like, I think that actually, like, dismayed her, because she came to my shop in Lansing, Illinois from, like, 30 minutes, 40 minutes away, like, to hear guys and girls fucking sing their hearts out about Elliott Smith, and I have no emotional connection to it. And I think when she found out the truth, she was just kind of like, oh, well, but that's why, like, I noticed you, you know? And I don't know. Again, I have no confirmation of that, but that always sticks in my head, and I wonder if maybe, like, again, that wasn't what ended the relationship, but it might have been part of it. And I wonder if I was, like, performing under false pretenses somehow. So what I'm saying, guys, is I'm not performing this song because I love Elliott Smith. I like Elliott Smith okay from what I've heard. I mostly just think this is a cool song. It wasn't originally done on ukulele, but all the covers that exist of it and most of the tabs are for you because it fits really well. It's a song about Elliott Smith. And I'm a big believer that whenever you get, like, anything that plays music, be it a stereo or an instrument, you have to christen it. When I got my mandolin, the first song I played on it was Battle Evermore by Led Zeppelin, which we played at Your Stories. Mm-hmm. So this was the song I christened my ukulele with this morning before I learned House of Gold. See if I remember how to play this guy. This is called Ripcord. Your mama's got a new man, your daddy always fails, and you're reading again at them, 'cause nobody loves you. And even fancy things have finally lost their charms, wine and diamond rings that never get you anymore. You're sleeping again alone, 'cause nobody loves you. You should have known what it was like to be you. So come on, kid, look at what you did. I don't know if you meant it, but you did yourself in. And I was even having a good day till I found out we lost you. So I, da 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 da. Ooh, it was in the singing and the strumming. Oh man, I should have seen it coming. Oh, I can't whistle. Oh, well. Yeah, someone knows that out there. So that's my half-hearted attempt at Ritcord. For Rilo Kiley. Thanks, guys.